with us from Vail, the executive director of the Vail Jazz Foundation, Robin Litt. A busy day as the Vail Jazz Party is in full swing. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we are kicking off this evening and a busy day getting everything together and welcoming all of our 50 or so artists to the Valley.
Oh, my goodness. And jazz fans from around the world joining you in Vail for the Vail Jazz Party. You know, in 20 years, you've really put it on the map. The Jazz Party competing with well-established events like Telluride Film in its 41st year, Bravo Vail. But I think you guys have done it because you're just not taking a back seat. You've really got some top-notch talent there in Vail.
We do, Steve, and we're a 12-week-long festival, and I'm not sure there's any other festival quite like that. 45 performances this summer. If you took just the artists that have played for us on Thursday nights, John Pizzarelli, Monty Alexander, Pancho Sanchez, Roberta Gamberini, you know, all nine performers, that in and of itself would be an incredible festival.
Yeah.
Multiply that times all the other performances that we have hosted and will host this weekend with the lineup of who's who in the world of jazz. This weekend is just going to blow everybody's socks off.
Robin Litt, executive director of the Vail Jazz Foundation, which is actually a year-round outfit. Could you describe for us? I mean, all the spotlight is on the jazz party on Labor Day weekend, but you're actually doing some things year-round to promote this art form we call jazz.
Yes, absolutely. People think that we go to sleep for the summer, and we absolutely do not. Our mission is to share jazz with the younger generation and build the audience for jazz, and we do that through educational programs in every elementary school in Eagle County. It's a program called Jazz Goes to School that local jazz artist Tony Galizia runs for us, bringing jazz to every fourth and fifth grader in our county. And we, a few years ago, started a small winter series and do one program in partnership with the Villar Center, which is such a fabulous place to hear music, and a few other performances, and we start building towards the summer. So we don't get too quiet in the winter, but the pace is a little different than it is through the summer.
Robin Litt from the Vail Jazz Foundation, doing it year-round for jazz education and putting together a pretty strong lineup. It was fun talking to John Clayton yesterday and going through some of the amazing alumni. You've also developed a really exclusive list of a dozen young jazz players who participate for about 10 days in Vail.
Yeah.
I just think it's fun to make saxophone players play it. What are you, at 9,000 feet?
Yeah, a little over 8,000 feet. The Vail Jazz Workshop really has become the preeminent jazz education program for high school age students. It's so competitive to get into. I think there was over 130 nominees for 12 spots, and I was talking to Bill Cunliffe yesterday. He said there was five outstanding pianists to choose from of the piano nominees. He said any of them could have been fabulous, and the two who were selected were incredibly lucky to do so. But we now call them the Vail Jazz All-Stars. They graduated from the workshop students yesterday, and they performed last night for us. They'll perform free sets on Saturday at 11:30 and Sunday at 11:30 in the jazz tent in Lion's Head. So we've got 35 hours of jazz kicking off this evening in Vail.
It's fun watching those young players, like, eyes wide open while they watch the professionals come through. It's just a lot of fun, a really great weekend, and a great year-round program. Robin Litt from the Vail Jazz Foundation. All the details at vailjazz.org. Okay, I'm going to let you get back on your walkie-talkie, Robin, and your cell phone, and keep coordinating.
Well,
because you have flights to, you know, people to get into town and hotels, and I can only imagine.
Yeah, well, I invite listeners to come join us this afternoon for a very special documentary screening we're doing in partnership with the Vail Symposium. It's the documentary about Clark Terry and his last student, Justin Coughlin, who was one of our workshop students in 2003. We are airing that documentary at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's a $20 ticket at the Antlers. And it's very, very special for us to get to show this film. Straight from after showing the film, Justin's taking it down to Telluride. And this documentary has been winning awards everywhere that it has debuted.
Robin Litt, VailJazz.org. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Robin.